What would you like to be coached on?
I think it's not really business building. It's more about, I came to Australia 22 years ago, originally from Argentina, and became a teacher and worked for X amount of time, years, and now I'm looking at transitioning. But the main thing here is that as part of that transition involves this idea of moving into going to Spain, so changing countries again. So I think there's a lot of internal, the unknown again, going through, starting again from scratch in a different place, this time with a family and everything that is attached to that. So I think it's more that internal feeling of uncertainty, is it a good idea or not? Yeah, and everything else that comes with that.
So what would be the measurement of this coaching session being a success?
I think there are a number of things. On one hand is feeling at peace with the decision or confirming that that's really that I'm not making this decision because I want to stop the work that I'm currently doing and I'm finding this as the only way out in a way. So it's really seeing the bigger picture, that I'm making this decision for the right reason.
Why is it important to have that peace around the decision?
Because I'm a person that always like to have everything planned and have the plan A, B, C, and D, the just in case ones. And when you do something like this, it's really hard because it's a big unknown. So I think if you're at peace with it is the best decision, it's a good decision, then you deal with whatever comes, I think.
It seems like in some ways you're already there.
Yeah,
Right.
but it's almost like in and out. So it's very exciting on one hand and the prospect and doing all the research. But as you get closer or you start looking at, okay, so I've got to sell my house, I've got to do this, do that, that's when it gets more real and you get that feeling of, yes. And the other thing is, I really got to a point where I just had enough at work. So I'm not sure how much is, well, if I do this, then obviously that's gonna force me to really finish that full transition into what I want to do. So it's almost like the different layers.
Yeah, for sure. So is it walking away with a different or a new perspective or something to get you like to explore the tug towards or to build a bridge toward the future? Like what's the yearning?
I think it's almost like the more I think about it is, like you said before, on one hand, it's almost like I am already there thinking about, but at the same time, it's that I want to make sure that it's not just that I had enough of what I'm doing and it's almost like an escape type of thing. Because it's really hard to stay here and do what I want to do because of cost of living, et cetera, et cetera. There's lots of things that come with. So it's, yeah, making sure that it's not a decision that I'm making just so I can doing what I'm doing so I can start what I want to start in a way. Am I being clear?
I'm not sure. Like, are you af like, what are you afraid of? Yeah. Like, are you afraid that you're just running away from something or?
Yes. Yeah, I think partly. I think it sounds like partly that's not running away, but yeah, you know when you say to yourself, well, if you want to do this, this is the only way you can do it.
Okay.
And in my case, I mean, this prospect for me is really exciting, but I want to make sure that I'm going to be all in for the right reasons.
Okay. That's great. And so what would you consider are the right reasons?
Because I want to have this experience on one hand. I think it would be good also for the family, for my son to have an experience living in Europe and speaking his own language because he speaks Spanish at home. He's six, so it would be great for him to, now that he's fluent in English, go to another country where he can fully develop his Spanish, for example. So, and also to live, I really want to slow down. I've been running for too long, working too much. And I think this will be a good way to slow down. That's the main reason, so I can spend more time with my family.
Got you. It seems like you got where you needed to just then. What happened?
Okay, that's always been the reason for me. But you always have once. Yeah, things get in the way sometimes, even if when you know why you want to do things, then you have all that doubt, the inner
Okay.
voice
All
telling
right.
you,
Let's
are you
do
sure
it.
about this?
All right. All right. That works. That works. Let's do it. So, let's do it. Let's do this. So I'm hearing is you're really after like a way to deal with the doubt, like a system to deal with the doubt when the doubt comes up.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
What does the doubt, if you were to personify it, what would it look like if it were a little tiny cartoon character?
I'm not sure what it would look like. It's annoying because I have this tendency to always look at every single possible situation or perspective or all the what ifs, and it's almost like once I commit to something, you always have, oh no, but what if? But it can happen. But so I always look at every single possible point of view, and that's annoying because you can actually sometimes convince yourself that what you thought it was such a good idea, maybe it's not such a good idea. And yeah.
What's the usefulness of that?
I think it's great because it allows you to look at different perspectives, but when it gets in the way to confirming your decision, it's annoying.
Right. What's the if that were a well, what would it look like to separate the emotion from the consideration of other perspectives.
I guess I will, if I separate the emotion, I will probably see more clearly.
So what would this inner critic look like? What does this little cartoon character that's pumping emotion out while looking at these perspectives? What's it say? What would it look like?
Yeah, it's almost like it doesn't have a form. It's just an annoying voice. It's like it's more like a feeling. Yeah, sensations.
What's the voice sound like?
It's my own voice. It's almost like this is trying to keep me safe, just to make sure that, yeah, I don't make a mistake or I don't do something that I'm going to regret.
What keeps this so close to yourself? Like, what prevents you from putting it out there, like even in your hand or separating from it?
Well, see, it's my decision at the end of the day, so it would be for good or for bad. It's my decision. So that's why, and because I'm not on my own, that's why it's want to make sure, obviously, that it's not that it's a good one.
In terms of the this we'll call it like in terms of the dialogue to to keep going from place to place, what prevents you from putting it out there? Like just saying, you know what, I don't need this anymore. This is going to be out here for now.
Oh, my, okay. I think it's a what if. What's preventing me from doing that is it's what if it's right.
How much of the time is it right?
Yeah, not that often, really. Because I'm always looking at different. The problem is I'm always looking at different perspectives. So, but if when I'm assessing overall decisions that I've made, yeah, I mean, most of the times I did quite well. So.
So what does this process cost you?
Endless hours of thinking, headaches, lack of sleep. It's very taxing. to have to analyze absolutely everything and always looking at different and what if I'm not, it's not the right move, or if I won't be able to start the over there. It's exhausting.
It's almost like there's a tiny tax collector over there that's asking you to pay taxes on a thing and money that's not yours.
On money that's not mine. It's not fair.
Yeah. Like paying interest on money you haven't borrowed.
I didn't think about it.
Would
Not
this
sure
little,
why.
What would this little tax collector look like?
Well, the word tax collector makes me think of a person wearing a very tight suit. No, why? Because I don't know that many people working in that industry. Uptight.
How close does that fit the voice, if at all?
I mean, what? Yeah.
Or how would you shift it to make it fit?
Well, it is. It could look quite similar because it is about, I think it's the same image of being more careful, cautious. Don't do anything crazy. So that fits with the uptight person wearing a tight suit. So now I've got a description
What's the tax collector saying now?
that it's always this nagging. Always say, are you sure? Have you checked everything? Is this a good decision? Is it going to be okay? Is that constant? Yeah, that constant. Trying to keep me safe, but at the same time, limiting.
What do you want to say to it?
Whatever I do, it's better to try to do something to achieve what you want and live the life that you want than keep doing what keeps you safe but doesn't really bring you fulfillment. It's not joy, because I am happy, I like what I do, but it's not what I really want to do. I think it's a change of a lifestyle. I want a different life in terms of time. And being a teacher, you don't really own your time. And
Yeah, there's a lot in that.
I think that's what is really behind all this, is that being able to really own my own time. And I can't really see how I can do that here.
How are we doing in the session?
Yeah, good. Thank you. And yeah, that image of the tax collector is, I'm not good at visualizing things, usually.
Yeah, what, where's the hesitancy come from?
Don't know. I think I've always, I don't like getting things wrong. And I understand that here there's no right or wrong, obviously, because it's my own image. And you have no idea if it's really the way. But up until I started with coaching, I was always very worried about, not getting things wrong, or looking like I wasn't sure of things. And I think whenever you have an exercise like that, visualizing, I straight away just don't allow myself to get into that. Or that's the way it was.
Yeah, what does the tax collector say when you get it wrong?
It doesn't like it.
It doesn't like it.
It
It doesn't do a little victory dance and say, "I see, I told you."
it.
No, I told you so's. It's on your side. That's great.
No. I don't like it when I get it wrong. And in some cases, yeah, I knew it. I knew that was.
The tax does say, "I, of course, I knew it."
Why didn't I think about that? Or I thought about it and I didn't pay attention to it.
What do you want to what kind of vacation or where do you want to put the tax collector when it's especially loud?
I think it would be good to put it in the role that it belongs to, looking after my money. Because it would be great to have that person there, making sure that. But everything else, stay out of it. I think there's a connection there because in the past, I mean, obviously, moving countries, you don't, it's hard to save money at first. Things take a lot longer and harder. And you, so you can actually blame yourself for not having more or for not, I don't know. So
Yeah, it's
maybe I should,
transitions, yeah.
So maybe I should put this person in charge of that department once I'm established.
Like, thank you, but later.
Exactly. I like that.
Yeah, this is, seems like a good place to stop. How did we do on our initial agenda?
Good. I think I'm a bit all over the place just because of the type of change that I'm about to embark on. It's almost like everything, it's a good excuse to doubt. So it's the change itself, the profession, the current job. It's almost like everything gets mixed.
Yeah, this is a pretty important opportunity, right? To look at all of the, I mean, it's easy to stay keep it together when things are the same, but when they all get jumbled in this transition, what is the thing that you like? What's the characteristic that you're, some inquiries, right? What's the characteristic that you feel like this transition is asking you to build? Like, what character strength?
I think it's building on resilience because I am quite resilient as a person. I think changing countries and having to start
Of
from
course.
scratch, that gives you a
Yeah,
lot
it's me
of
too.
and not doing it again. But I think it's what really drives me to do this is that idea of what it's just, I think I play for too long the role that everybody is supposed to play. But when we came to Australia, it was a change, and I said, I'm gonna just create my life the way I want it. And then life gets in the way. And you forget, and it's not a forget, but you start doing things because you have to do, and you suddenly find yourself 20 years later saying, oh, again, I'm not really doing what I want to do. And that's, I think, what's driving, well, no, I think that's what's driving this. Wanting to create a certain type of life for my family, for my son, having more time with him, but also doing, having more time for myself. And so that's really what is behind all this. And in terms of strength, I know it's going to be challenging because what I want to start over there is having my own business, which is something that I'm going to do for the first time. And having to talk to lots of people, that's going to be what I will need to develop. I'm going to have to lean on that strength that is making me want to do it, to develop those skills.
Yeah. Lots of opportunities for tax collector to pull you
Yes,
through.
exactly.
Right. And lots of growth.
Yes.
It's almost
Yes.
like the tax collector means growth.
If you, yeah, if I'm careful to not to listen to it too carefully, too closely.
When it shows up, that means like, okay, we're doing well, but thank
Okay,
you, mate,
but thank
but
you. Go
later.
back.
Yeah, go back over there. But thank you for letting me know that there's something. All right. Well, let's complete here. This is a good, feels like a good stopping point.